move your computer a little bit, so it's not sort of touchy.
Isn't it?
But like for now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and we are recording with sound.
Okay.
Hey everybody, welcome to the detailed design meeting. Last time we discussed the squishy foodiness of our remote controls and how we might pursue that. And I think Cynthia came up with some ideas. And we also talked about materials we use and what kind of chip would be necessary. So for later in the meeting, I've done a spreadsheet of production costs, so we'll take a look at that. And see if it's changed at all from when we last discussed it. So, actually, yeah. You guys have made a prototype presentation?
Okay, well, so our design looks something like this. This being a wheel that you use to change channels or volume or whatever. There's a button, serves as the power button if you hold it down, and you just tap on it, I think it brings up the menu. And the base of the remote control, which has a squishy, spongy, rubbery feel, is interchangeable, so you can change the color according to you know, the suit your living room or whatever.
And it comes to vegetable.
Yeah, it changes to vegetable.
It's like broccoli.
It's like broccoli. So this snaps off, and you can put on whichever one you want. This is not to scale, because it would have the battery inside it. There's a mango. It's trendy fruit. It's not just ordinary fruit. So you don't have orange, you have mango. I think strawberry is not as trendy.
It's very bright strawberry.
So we'll come up with a variety of trendy and exciting fruit designs in the remote control. And then people will be encouraged to buy 3 or 5 of them, because they'll need things to switch them up.
It's been a little bit difficult to make sure that it's hand-holdable and that the user can use it. Yeah, it's not too big. But we think that the size would be okay. And we will have to fit the battery case in there somehow. And I guess the only other thing that we really didn't talk about was or design yet, actually, would be the thing with the locator. So
the locator is just a chip that's inside it.
Okay, so that's just.
And the beeper is also inside it too.
So you have to have a button on your You have to attach the button to the.
Yeah, we didn't design that.
Yeah, we have that. That was it.
But it would be coordinating with that. Don't you know?
Okay, that gek, you know, match the handset.
Mm-hmm.
Broccoli. Mango.
If you want to look in the project documents folder, there's an Excel spreadsheet. All the notes and the production costs. And if you can look, I just stuck the numbers in as a real time option. But if I missed anything that we've gone over, or if you see something that has changed, I mean, we're deciding on batteries and the regular chip would be necessary for the more advanced iPod-like button. I said uncurved and flat. I think that's what you have there, is that right? For the plastic part would be.
My impression was that flat meant like one of the square remotes. But it's really not very clear because you've got single curve and double curve. And
right.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. One side is curved and then the other side is curved.
Well, if we're talking about the area just, I guess we'd have to contact the company that makes them and see. So what else? There's plastic for an area around the button. And then rubber would be the squishy kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And lots of special colors, actually. Do you see anything that I've missed?
No, I think that's all right.
Yeah, so that would make our total of 11.9, which is less than 12.5, which means we'd be making even more profit. And if we sell a lot of squishy things. Yeah. Okay. So. What did you work on?
Evaluation quarterly. I've got a presentation. Sorry. Alright, what happens is we have to decide whether this whole project we've been working on actually meets the standards we were set at the start. Okay. The method is I've analysed user requirements and integrated them into the trends found in marketing reports and in our company's strategy marketing. The findings were that we needed to look in a certain way, feel in a certain way, and this is everything's listed down. Look in a certain way, feel in a certain way, it has to be technologically innovative, and it has to be easy to use. These are all things we looked at the start, and criteria that have to be met. We have to use a table, I'll show you that later, together to decide whether it meets the standards. And we have, therefore, in total, we have we have 11 points according to which this should be evaluated. And basically, the findings are the same as the evaluation criteria. I would like to show you the table we have to use. No. This is the table. Can you see this here? So the questions I've given you, could you write that down? True is one and false is seven. And we'll just go through each point together. I think if each of us gives an opinion, then they can be mixed somehow. I don't know how it works, but now I'm going to call. Is it possible that we can bring this up on our own? Yeah, it's in the project documents.
Is it meeting three in the next?
It's called evaluation criteria. And it's under evaluation. Yeah, okay. So it was yeah, choose one.
Choose one and false is seven.
Do you want us to discuss this together? Do you want us to do it soon?
We can do it separately and then discuss
Yeah, okay.
it. That's it.
So it's actually a skill.
Right, one is true and so
Um,
these are the questions we're answering.
yes,
And
yes.
one
If
is.
it's fancy, you put one.
Right.
If it's really unfancy, it's
If it's
seven.
somewhere in between, you put
Yeah,
four.
exactly.
feel fancy.
Feels like a day.
No.
If there were any questions. The battery is easy to insert.
I'm gonna say yes.
Yes? Very, very true.
I imagine there's somewhere on the front we have a little case that you stick them in.
Okay.
Was that there?
And part of that was supposed to be the whiteboard. To me, is it necessary?
I don't think so. It's
or just the
yeah, the marker had kind of stopped working.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's
okay.
Kind of really hard. And unless you feel you need it.
Yeah. Right. So 1.1. We're just going to circle one. Right. 1, 5.
5. 5.
2. Okay, so do we just stand it up and divide it by 4? Is that what the company does?
I think we should.
It's 4 if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's the 16 plus 4.
Oh, no, that's the 13. 1, 5, 5, 2.
Oh, I thought she was on
5. 1, 5, 5, 2 is 13/4 for now. Yes. Next. 3. 6.
6.
2.
I wasn't achieving this one.
Right. 1.3 is...
So wait, so 1 was true and 7 was false?
Yeah, okay. So you guys really didn't like it?
Okay. Oh, I thought it was the other way around. See, we do have about the same thing. We just
yeah,
yeah, yeah. It
was, I was
one
thinking
is
one
true,
no
and false is seven. I should have cut the table up.
Oh,
just,
gosh. Okay.
I'll just reverse them all. It's no problem.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad this came up.
I was like, why did you guys design it that way?
Yeah.
I know you guys hated it.
Starting again, 1.1, 1.
Say 2.
3.
2, okay, 1.2. 3.
2.
3.
2.
Okay.
1.3.
1.
1.
1.
Ha. 2.1. 2.
2.
2.1. think I missed two. Wait, is that 2.1?
Yeah, but it
yeah.
does 1.4.
One point
There's
four,
really
1.5. Okay,
okay,
wait, that's
so
I have two.
Everything's all kinds of
one. Sorry about that. 2.2, which is 1.5.
One.
Three. Wait, what are the three?
One.
I meant one on my two.
3.1, is that correct on my
yeah.
slide?
Yeah.
One.
3.1, and four.
Three.
1, 4, three. 3.2.
Three.
Three.
One. 3.3.
One.
Two.
4.1.
One.
Two.
Five.
Two. 4.2.
Two. Three.
Four.
Two and 4.3.
Two.
One.
Two.
Right, so I've put one on that. Okay, I'll just do the calculations now if you want to continue.
Okay.
Or is it tedious? I'm sorry this was so tedious.
No, no, that's I think we should look at the ones that like was where people said four or where it looks like we might want to discuss changing an aspect of the remote.
Okay. Well, the worst ones were 3.1.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have the slide? 3.1.
That was material.
Slideshow. Material, technologically innovative. Okay.
Mm.
Do you want to change it? The suggestion?
Which one's that again, sorry? 3.1?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that it's 3.1 was not that good. 4.1.
Is the shape.
The shape. I think 4.2.
See, I'm having trouble imagining that is it gonna be the size, like the controller.
I
or
think
bigger.
Probably,
because
what if we just smash all the vegetables down flat and like then if you could hold it in your hand better?
I think the base would definitely be larger because some things are not as easy to hold.
Yeah.
Kind of smallish.
No, but I imagine even if it was bigger, like if it's round and it's big, then you can't get.
Yeah.
That's why everyone. That's
yeah.
why it's long because
yeah.
you have the film kind of. So they could all be bananas and cucumbers.
Yeah.
But I personally don't think this is comfortable. To
yeah.
sit there. Like it's
but like
not
if you just squashed them flat, like and you made it flat.
If they're that stress ball stuff, then we'd be pretty squishable.
But it's still too big, I think.
Yeah. And would it even resemble fruit that way? I mean.
Yeah, like certain ones you'd have to limit the fruit selection. Like you could probably do a strawberry still.
Yeah.
I think the broccoli, yeah. Although the broccoli is quite comfortable, I have to say. Like.
Yeah, but I didn't even holding
yeah,
that before it actually
looked.
Yeah,
that looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Are there any fruits that look like broccoli? No.
If I can make a rhubarb.
I think my broccoli is my favorite actually.
Mm.
It's quite cool.
I think
what if it was just patterns on like we chose the shape or the shape could be whatever we wanted and then it would just be like a design on the rubber.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
like
so
just a
color,
painted,
not
yeah,
just
or
color.
Color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, we could even have fruit like around.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. Just have to cover much or something.
Yeah. And if we want to incorporate the fruit thing somehow, there might be. I mean, if it conflicts with the comfort of actually holding
yeah.
a name.
Because, yeah, no one wants to hold it. I don't know, some of them you can kind of think, see as like, you could, if it was only this, you know, if it was shaped like that and it just had that, but the problem
mm-hmm.
is you have to attach that and this has to be detachable.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe that's just too
well,
big.
See, the reason the broccoli works is you can kinda hold it like that,
Yeah,
which
it's
is nice kind
not really
of.
stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess
I mean, is there some way we could make it this kind of shape? Cuz like
We can
kind
make
of
that shape but just have different colors
Yeah,
for different fruits.
and like
Leave it
even
a shape because we don't have
or
plenty
even
of photo.
like yeah, like you said, like a joystick like that,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Like we could do I'm trying to think other shape, like fruits or
Cuz that, I think I mean that fits the whole round iPod idea.
Yeah.
And you still have the comfort of holding it like that. And you could, like, if it's like this, you could put fruit designs and stuff on
Yeah.
that,
Yeah.
right?
All right.
But I mean, if do we have any other ideas about that?
We could And the critical ones come up to be Yeah, that one. Batteries easy to insert for some reason. Which couldn't be easily I mean that's not a problem though.
Batteries are
How'd
going
everyone do that at one or two?
in the back.
Yeah, they'd probably be either on the front or the side
The
of your
reason I didn't give it a one, I think I gave it a three, because I thought you'd have to like
No.
but no
I
you
imagine
could
there'd be sort of a hatch
just
door.
like any other
Normal
one. Yeah.
So you'd probably be ordering No, it can't be in the front 'cause the other arms right there, maybe on one side probably. I think everyone's on the three anyway. So I think that's Yeah, those are the only two points. Cool. Well Yeah, the broccoli I guess wins. Yeah, I'd agree with changing the shape. I'd rather just have everyone making strawberries and stuff.
You're a good optimist.
So I can't think of any So we'll have to like Yeah, I don't know. You could make the touch pad in different shapes but then that kind of redesigns the whole project, like But you could do
Can I
like
ask what sort of annoying people can get used to having the buttons
Yeah,
in
that's
one shape?
true. Yeah.
And it would probably cost more to produce.
Yeah, that's
It's not reasonable.
How about having different colors as well, cheaper than having different shapes too?
Yeah. Which is what printing might be, like just printing fruit on Finance, evaluation criteria. Production evaluation. So project evaluation.
You want this and it can
I guess we're supposed to discuss the process of the project and how satisfied we're. Oh, it's all right.
It's all right, yeah.
No. Did you feel there was a lot of room for creativity and sort of
Sure. I did.
I mean fruit and squishiness, how more creative can
Sponginess.
it get?
The prototype making was very creative, very stimulating, and I think we've come up with a product that's fun and needs all the creativity.
And how was our leadership and teamwork?
I think it was good. We knew what we were doing. It was a very democratic process and everyone got to contribute.
Well, I thought my leadership was crap this morning.
Well, you told us when to start and when to end, and that's all that
Yeah.
matters. I think you're fine.
I'm never gonna do a management position I'm in right now. Yeah, I thought we all
Yeah,
handled it well.
they all sort of blended. Yeah, I think it more than anything, we didn't really have our set roles so much as we just be like
Yeah.
on our
Very
list, right?
democratic.
Yeah.
No spats. That was good. And the means for like the materials we use, how convenient are they? Like the pens, the whiteboard, I mean.
Well, I'm not a big fan of any Microsoft PowerPoint or any
Are you
of
a
this
Mac
stuff.
person?
No, I never touch Macs either. I just use the Unix or the off market sort of WordPerfect and all these other things.
Which isn't very easy to run.
Well, the problem is if you don't, like my new computer never has WordPerfect, so I have to go track someone down who has an old disk and then I have to reinstall it. So I have all these documents, I can't use them. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's okay.
I felt like my, I don't know if it was just my role, but I felt that the information that was available to me was kind of just like, or maybe it was just the idea that we had, but there was kind of, it was kind of like, okay, I don't really think, I don't know what I'm doing here, so I didn't really think it was helpful. So I kind of just made up my own stuff, and I didn't really like the PowerPoint presentations, so I kind of wrote a lot of notes instead. But yeah, I don't really like PowerPoint.
Yeah, I never use it.
Yeah,
I can't say I found everything particularly helpful.
Yeah, I didn't really.
Yeah.
The first bit of information was like
yeah.
this child's drawing, however, it works.
No, mine was really helpful, mostly. My stuff was quite helpful, I think.
I mean,
like
my problem.
Yeah,
because my problem was you guys had access to, like, they put send you to sites and stuff, right?
Yeah.
See, I couldn't do that, so I didn't really know what you guys were doing. And then we were talking about it, it's just like, that's why I seem so ignorant when you're explaining things. It's like,
yeah, well, mine was mostly made up, except when they told me, like, you know, titanium costs more than
yeah.
in order to make a remote control. Wanted to.
But it must have been quite difficult for them to build the whole
system.
Whole system, because of course they can't give you anything comparable to the internet.
Yeah, I mean, but well, I think it's interesting how it all went together. Like, I had the stuff about how rubber is cheap and how it's really too spongy.
Yeah.
Seems planned, you know?
Yeah,
I kind of thought that, I felt like I would go and, like, try to use my information, or, like, I'd make this stupid little presentation, and then, like, I just would end up talking about something completely unrelated because, I don't know, I felt like I was off task all the time. But,
Well, I mean, we really got into talking about, like, personal practicality, like it wasn't necessarily what was, like, we would never have thought of fruit or sponginess.
So.
Yeah,
yeah,
so.
I hadn't told the fruitness.
But I think that it might be to see whether people actually all come up with the same.
Oh, right, given certain information? Or
yeah, like
yeah.
if everyone's given the same, I don't know, anyway. What's next? That's not.
What did you guys think of the pens?
They're
stuff?
Pretty cool.
I'm gonna start to write with them.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I've forgotten once or twice to check them out.
I'd like to see what it looks like.
They're nicer than the pen that I'm using. It's like your stuff actually shows up here rather than having to look at the screen and write.
Mm.
But I mean, so, you know.
And new ideas found?
Yeah, it's all very new.
Yeah.
It's learned.
Yeah, I think I'd like to, like, it was, I think the microphones are okay when you're sitting down, but, like, they're kind of clumsy. I guess
Well, they drop off if you, like, move too much.
Yeah, I don't know, but
I don't think we're supposed to be testing these microphones. Maybe we are. I don't know.
I think that all this technology, like, I guess some people must be interested in using it, but I can't imagine finding it any more useful than, like, looking at someone's
mm-hmm.
roots.
Well, the thing is, like, I actually worked in a company, and I had a role, and I had to go to meetings. And, like, the last thing I would have wanted would be to have to watch a video because I missed a meeting. Enjoy these meetings deliberately. There's really not that much information that actually goes through a real meeting, like
mm-hmm.
when you're actually at a real meeting in a real company.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly like rehashing old stuff and just sort of going over general stuff that anybody who's sort of on task should already know. It's like, there's just really not a lot of information.
Seems kind of like an excessive
It
information.
Seems like way overkill.
Yeah.
Like if I missed a meeting, I could probably get it summed up in like one sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to watch like a 2-hour video with the sound and the transcript. And
guess I'm just mostly curious about like what kind of person or like company would really find it useful. A PETA.
Does anyone want to talk about food more while we still have time? Any other ideas?
Are we supposed to
We still have time if there's any other input. I mean, I think we did really well personally, which is why we've, you know, gone through this so quickly. Because, I mean, we all kind of agree that our product is satisfactory, it fits the budget, and it's trendy.
Amazing.
So I think that's all for today.
Okay, we have to put in all this stuff. Media trends.
Media trends.
Yeah. I think I've learned not to bring play other games. I think it would be good idea. Not to get people actually paying attention, especially if you have food.
So I guess we're supposed to write final reports.
Almost?
I don't know.
I will 8, 9.